ABC Radio Australia.
A court ruling has found that Papua New Guinea's former Solicitor General, who raised corruption allegation in what's been called the country's biggest alleged fraud case, is allowed to apply for a protection visa in Australia. Neville Devite, his wife and five children, submitted applications for protection visas back in 2014, but those applications were refused by a delegate of the then Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, Peter Dutton. That decision was subsequently affirmed by the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. Our Pacific Beat reporter Yara Murray-Atfield has this story for us. Yara, remind us of the details of this case.
Morning, Catherine. The Federal Circuit Court in Australia heard that when Neville Devite was the Solicitor General in 2012, he made a complaint to PNG's National Fraud and Anti-Corruption Squad in relation to alleged improper payments. So this was the case where the anti-corruption squad ended up alleging the PNG government had paid around $30 million Australian dollars to Paul Peraka Lawyers, which was the biggest law firm in the country at the time, for inflated or invented legal cases. Some details of that case have now been heard by the Federal Circuit Court in Australia because Mr. Devite has applied for a protection visa here. The judgment for that application has just been published and Mr. Devite has given Pacific Beat permission to name him. In a letter before the court, a senior PNG police officer called it Papua New Guinea's biggest alleged fraud case so far. Several members of the country's executive branch were implicated in the case. Mr. Peraka has denied the claims and has even launched his own countersuit, saying his citizens' rights have been breached by the allegations. And Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, who was caught up in the investigations, did have an arrest warrant out against him. That arrest warrant was quashed last year with the Supreme Court finding it was issued without jurisdiction. Mr. O'Neill has long maintained the allegations were politically motivated and in August the police officially closed the case against him. The Federal Circuit Court of Australia heard that Mr. Devite and his family have been living here in Australia on student visas since 2013, which was after he raised the allegations, and they've applied for protection visas to stay in Australia as they claim they could face harm if returned to PNG.
And so, Yara, why did they say they believed they could face harm?
Well, a letter seen at both the Federal Circuit Court and at the Tribunal from Detective Chief Superintendent Matthew Damaru said when witnesses appear in court in PNG, and I'm quoting him here, they will be exposed and are most likely to be subjected to threats and intimidation and physical harm. That's the quote from him. So he was referring to high-profile court cases in general there, but Mr. Damaru goes on to say that Mr. Devite will be targeted because he was the one who exposed the matter and that the security of witnesses cannot be guaranteed. The Federal Circuit Court judge said there was evidence of intimidation against Mr. Devite's family, including an incident where one of his sons was followed by a vehicle and an anonymous death threat directed at Mr. Devite. It's important to note here, though, that there was no evidence that Mr. Devite had been targeted or would be targeted by Mr. O'Neill or anyone from Paul Peraka Lawyers or from PNG's executive branch.
Now, Yara, they've been applying for protection visas. What is the status of those?
Catherine, Mr. Devite, his wife and five children submitted applications for the visas in 2014, but those applications were refused by a delegate of the then Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, Peter Dutton. So that refusal decision was also upheld by the Administrative Appeals Tribunal in 2017, but the judge at the Federal Circuit Court of Australia in this most recent hearing ruled that the tribunal decision was illogical and irrational. So the court has ordered the application for a protection visa be allowed, essentially deeming him eligible to apply for asylum, which means the applications will now go back to the tribunal for them to reassess it. So the tribunal said in its 2017 decision it had difficulty believing there was a risk of payback. It said that there was no harm or threats to date. It also found inconsistencies in the evidence provided by Mr. Devite and his family. But Judge Paul Howard, who's the judge in this most recent court case, said that was illogical and irrational and that the inconsistencies were minor. The family's lawyer is Nilesh Nandan.
It was legally unreasonable because it didn't consider things that were in front of it in terms of the evidence provided. And the evidence was clear, it was corroborated, and there was nothing that was contrary to that evidence that the former Solicitor General was, in fact, targeted in Papua New Guinea.
Immigration lawyer Nilesh Nandan there. And Catherine, it is quite a long, drawn-out process, and the family's visa applications will now return to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, which is expected to happen sometime in 2019.